I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
I was head of UNESCO at the Department of Foreign Affairs, and it was during the Duterte administration, and my office was right near the Comfort Woman statue. So I would pass by it, and I was very delighted to see it. And then, you know, in the middle of the night, it was just taken down. As an assistant secretary at the Department of Foreign Affairs, I saw my colleagues say, you know, there had been no Comfort Women during the Japanese occupation. And to me, that was the beginning of the end. I mean, I felt it was a big insult to the Comfort Women.
I'm Bella Perez Rubio, Puma Podcast, and you're listening to Tekateka News. Every April 9 in the Philippines is a holiday, the Day of Valor, or Araw ng Kagitingan. Each year, we commemorate the fall of Bataan to the Japanese Army during the Second World War. It's one of the many ways we as a country try to keep the heroism and sacrifices made by Filipinos of that era in our memory. But there are survivors of the war who, after all these decades, remain unacknowledged. In this episode, we revisit the long struggle for justice of Filipino Comfort Women, forced into sexual slavery by Japanese troops during World War II. The United Nations says the Philippines continues to violate their rights nearly 80 years after the war by failing to secure them proper recognition and reparation. Advocates say all Philippine leaders have to show by way of recognizing the realities and plight of these so-called comfort women are two dismantled statues, demonstrating neglect and denial. The latest president to complete a term with still no real recognition of the atrocities inflicted on Filipino comfort women was President Rodrigo Duterte.
After 3 years in the Duterte administration, I felt there were certain moral problems that could not be resolved. And what the biggest one was the comfort women issue.
That voice you've been hearing is of Lila Ramos-Shahani, a heritage and monument expert, speaking at the forum at the Kamuning Bakery. She also served as an assistant secretary at the Department of Foreign Affairs from 2016 to 2019.
When the statue was taken down in the middle of the night in April of 2018, I already knew about the heritage law, and I knew that the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Department of Public Works and Highways, they have no legal prerogative to have a say on what happened to the statue.
The monument Ramos-Shahani is referring to used to stand on Rojas Boulevard, right by the Manila Bay. It was a 7-foot, 300-pound bronze statue of a woman, blindfolded, her hands balled in fists around her clothes, as if trying to hold them tighter to herself. She stood for an unnamed comfort woman. That's the direct English translation of the term Japanese soldiers themselves used, a euphemism for their sexual slaves. The statue was unveiled by the National Historical Commission of the Philippines in December 2017, and it was met with protests from the Japanese embassy. 4 months later, it was ordered removed by Philippine public works officials.
Because the law is very clear, you cannot dismantle, you cannot deface, you cannot remove without the permission of the National Commission on Culture and the Arts. And there is no empirical data to show that NCCA was ever asked if this dismantling could have happened. And of course, it's not just this statue.
So there was a project then in 2018 between the city government of San Pedro Laguna and Jaejeon City in South Korea, which put up this replica of the Girl of Peace in a private facility that was ironically owned by a South Korean Christian organization.
This is Sharon Cabuso Silva, Executive Director of Lila Pilipina, an organization formed by and for Filipino comfort women.
But when a Japanese journalist came to know about it, and she was very excited to report it, and I think the Japanese embassy got wind of it.
Like the statue on Rojas Boulevard, the one in Laguna drew complaints from Japanese officials.
On around December 31 or January 1 of 2019, while the whole world was having their own festivities, a team from the city government of San Pedro Laguna came to that facility and had the statue removed.
Ramos Shahani says Philippine officials are not only taking down statues, they are erasing memory.
What's happening here, not just the erasure of that statue, but if you look at Filipino textbooks, I wrote the Department of Education, I wrote the Undersecretary for Curriculum Development, and I said, may I know how many paragraphs or pages there are in DepEd-endorsed school textbooks that mention Filipino comfort women? Do you know that there's only one page in the entirety of the DepEd-endorsed curriculum in the textbooks? And even in the Kasaysayan, the Filipino Encyclopedia of Philippine History, there's only a few lines.
Let's take a break for a moment. When we return, we'll look into efforts not only to remember, but to deliver justice for comfort women in the Philippines.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
And so far as I'm concerned, tapos na yan. The Japanese has paid dearly for that. Yung reparation started many years ago. So, wag na lang natin insult.
This is President Duterte speaking to the press after the Comfort Woman Monument along Rojas Boulevard was dismantled.
But if there is what you would call a memorial for an injustice committed at one time, it's all right. But do not use. It is not the policy of government to antagonize other nations.
Japan did pay war reparations in 1945, but it did not account for women they forced into sexual slavery, certainly not those who only started to come forward decades later.
It is truly shameful that we, the Philippines, is the only country who bowed to Japanese government pressure when it demanded the removal of the statue. No other country did that, not even when they pulled out the ambassadors, Sydney, San Francisco, Korea.
That's rights activist Teresita Angsi. She's a convener of Flowers for Lolas, a coalition of groups seeking justice for comfort women.
It's even more shameful that all over our country, we allowed Japan to put up shrines for their dead soldiers who killed, raped, tortured civilians, women, and children. Not to mention a shrine for kamikaze soldiers in Pampanga.
It's not just the Duterte and current Marcos administrations that advocates are indicting. Every administration has been accused of sweeping this issue under the rug. Neither is it only activists saying this. Last year, a UN panel ruled that the Philippines continues to violate an international convention and the rights of Filipino comfort women by refusing to act. The case was brought by Comfort Women to the UN Committee Against the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, or CEDAW, after it was denied by the Supreme Court.
We are happy and comforted that the CEDAW recognized our unfinished work and asked our government to do what it should have done long before this. One is Senate for All take action to redress the abuse of our women, give reparations that have never been given. How could it be given when government refused to even recognize the plight of these women when they decided to come out nearly 30 years ago?
The decision last March 2023 was the first legal win for comfort women in the Philippines. By then, many comfort women who had come forward decades past had passed away.
We have been trying to have the interagency task force on comfort women prescribed by CEDAW. We've been trying to have the government implement that. We had one meeting and it was canceled because all the other agencies, the Department of Health, DSWD, and all the other agencies said they were not ready. And then they came out with a reply to the CEDAW, ignoring everything. We want them to fulfill obligations under the Convention of Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women and provide just and meaningful reparations to World War II comfort women and their families.
Here's Ramos Shahani again.
So we don't want to focus on the negative, on the ugly, on the tragic, on the shameful. We would prefer talk about how we fought successfully against colonial powers. And I respect that. I understand that. But you see, in other countries, like in Australia, you know, they have UNESCO World Heritage Sites for where the convicts were put. They have UNESCO World Heritage Sites where the Aborigines were abused. And I think today, we're always talking about amnesia and why do young people forget? Well, in my opinion, if you're only focused on the hero and you don't spend time and space on what they fought against, why they fought, then you're going to forget their heroism.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Bella Perez Rubio. If you want to learn more about the case that Comfort Women brought to the UN, look up our episode titled Filipino Comfort Women Finally Land a Victory at the UN. Pidoy Blanco edited this episode. Our executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior news editor is Veronica Uy. Thanks for listening.